Well, we continue to make our way through the Catechism. We're question and answer 67 through 69. You can find that on page 973. This evening we're looking briefly at the sixth commandment. Westminster Shorter Catechism on page 973, beginning in question 67. Which is the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. What's required in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment requires all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. What's forbidden in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment forbids the taking away of our own life or the life of our neighbor unjustly, or whatsoever tendeth thereunto. Well, keep in mind, we're at the second table of the law, that is the part of the law that regulates how we interact with other people. And God's law isn't merely the programming for some kind of robotic obedience. It's specific and concrete moral ways we're to demonstrate love to our neighbor. Now, last week we learned that loving our neighbor means acknowledging and abiding by and obeying proper God-ordained authority structures. And this week our catechism is teaching us to love our neighbor according to the sixth commandment is to be radically pro-life, pursuing all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. I mean, if we love our neighbor, then his or her life will be precious to us, irrespective of their age, race, ability, social status, gender, nation of birth, etc. Their lives are precious to us because every human life is created in the image of God and created to reflect God's image. Now, when we say that our catechism is radically pro-life, we need to understand that extends beyond the issue of abortion, but we also need to know it definitely includes the issue of abortion. And that's important, because the issue of abortion is often regarded as something of a contemporary issue, and it's framed in the context of the past 50 years of feminism and a woman's right to choose. But even before the birth of Christ, in Greek and Roman cultures, abortion was pretty commonplace. For example, in the Oath of Hippocrates, you know where we get the Hippocratic Oath? In the Oath of Hippocrates from the 5th century BC, the oath includes this phrase: neither will I administer a poison to anybody when asked to do so, nor will I suggest such a course. Similarly, I'll not give to a woman a pessary to cause an abortion. So certainly that indicates that abortion was widespread well before Christ was born. And it varied in the Roman Empire from being fully legal to somewhat controlled, but it was prevalent in the Roman Empire. And from the earliest days of the church, they've condemned the practice as pagan. Let me mention a couple examples. First, there's the didache. If you're not familiar with that, the didache is what we might call the earliest common church manual. It dates back to the early second century. And in it, God's people are exhorted, thou shalt not slay thy child by abortion, nor kill that which is begotten. Tertullian, who's often described as the first Latin father of the church in the latter part of the second century, in a work entitled Apology, he declared abortion to be murder on the basis, he is a man who is to be a man. The fruit is always present in the seed. The first church council to address the issue was the Council of Elvira, which met probably about 306 A.D. In one of its many teachings, it says, if a woman conceives in adultery and then has an abortion, she may not commune again even as death approaches because she sinned twice. Now, we would rightly have some serious issues with the way that's framed. But I simply want you to know abortion is not chiefly a contemporary issue because sin is never chiefly a contemporary issue. Sin plagues all men at all time. And that's why it's good we have God's moral law, which is binding on all men at all times. And God's sixth commandment tells us that God's people must be radically pro-life in every generation. Well, let's continue praising the Lord, singing number 520 in our hymnals. 520, what a friend we have in Jesus.